97.9 The Hill, and here we are Thursday morning, and every week we have this thing called This is Tourism, produced in partnership with the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. And this morning I am joined in the studio by Annie Baggett, Agritourism Marketing Specialist for the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, where she promotes the agritourism industry and helps farms that want to expand operations by welcoming the public. And Annie, first of all, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Annie also works to develop statewide awareness of the benefits of agritourism, establishing partnerships with local and state-level leaders, universities, private industry, and nonprofit organizations. We have lots of those all over our community here and all over the Triangle, certainly. But first of all, it might be helpful to explain, this is kind of a new term. I don't think most people are familiar with the term. What is agritourism?
Yes, so agritourism is basically farms opening their gates to visitors. And, welcoming folks on the farm is a very unique experience, but that pretty much defines it. Perhaps it's a recreational event, it's an entertainment event, and most importantly, coming to the farm to learn, to be educated.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are some of your favorite examples of agritourism, not only here in the Triangle, but in North Carolina?
Sure. Well, that might be a really hard question to answer because there are 49,500 farms in the state. Now, at this time, they're not all welcoming visitors, but according to the USDA, agritourism is the top opportunity for farms to diversify and to expand their revenue stream opportunities. But certainly, farms are growing, raising, catching, and making all sorts of agricultural products. And, from picking produce, blueberries, strawberries, apples and pumpkins in the fall, all year long, there are opportunities to visit a farm and experience it. Farmers markets, too, are agritourism destinations. And there are 5 farmers markets in Orange County.
Yep. Yeah, we talk about them all the time here, too. And by the way, I've always said that I have the ultimate respect for farmers because it's a hard way to make a living. It really is. And farmers I know work really hard all the time. My grandparents were farmers, but there are not as many farms as there used to be, and it really is a difficult way to make a go of it. So many, because of the surge in demand for local products and all that kind of stuff, that has to have been a big benefit to our farmers.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So agriculture is still our top industry in the state. It's an $85 billion industry. I think that there is increased awareness of farms now, especially in communities like Orange County, where the local food movement has really, been entrenched. There's lots of farm-to-table restaurants where perhaps people will see the name of farms, sourcing, or the names of farms on the restaurant menus where they're getting their produce and protein, that kind of thing. So you're absolutely right. It's a hard way to make a living. And, my ask for listeners today is to just support farms and the ways that they do business, where they do business, be it the farmers markets we mentioned or when farms are open to visitors.
Now, of course, the reason we do this is to talk about the effects on various things on the tourism industry here in Orange County, which is so important, brings in those dollars that are so important for our local economy. How are visitors seeking out locally sourced food and immersing themselves in the local agriculture? And does Orange County have a presence at the annual state fair?
So that was a lot of questions all at once.
I tried to get them all out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. So so how do folks get connected? So, when people come to visit, it's usually for visiting friends and family. Tourists come because they're connected to the community in some way. Or maybe they're connected to the university, which, the university's here. But, Orange County's also 70% rural. So we've got this wonderful opportunity to connect, the folks coming to visit with the rural community. It is, how you get connected through the people that you know and just through those experiences. And Orange County is uniquely positioned as well to connect folks through a new tool that the tourism folks here in Orange County said, we want to commit to the rural buffer in Orange County. Mm-hmm. So this new tool is the Visit NC Farms app, and Orange County is responsible for the research and development, and it's live now. And it's a hand, you know, in on your smartphone, you can navigate and find farms that are open, UPIC operations, farms that are sourcing to restaurants, special events, value-added opportunities. And it is about community vibrancy. It is about bringing people here and showing them not just the highlights of, you know, the common highlights that are always talked about, but finding perhaps the off-the-beaten-path farmers, experiences, destinations that are unique to the county and perhaps are unknown because maybe a farm does not have a huge marketing budget.
Yeah.
So, you know, this app opportunity is a way to connect visitors and residents alike to farms, how, when, and where they do business in real time.
That is wonderful. What is the name of that app again so folks can get it?
So it's called the Visit NC Farms app. And
okay.
It's available on both the Android and on Android or Apple. You can go to your app store on your smartphone and download it and play. And I also encourage you to push that feedback button, and an email will go directly to the Agriculture Economic Development Office coordinator. So if there's a farm that you know about that is of interest to you and is exciting, and perhaps, you know, could be considered to be added, you can just go ahead and push that feedback button and immediately send an email to that contact.
All right. Well, Visit NC Farms app, get it, and keep up with what's going on with our local farmers. And Annie Baggett, I want to thank you for coming in today and letting us know about all this stuff.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron, for having me.
Good to have you. Thank you for joining us on This is Tourism, my conversation with Annie Baggett, the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. What are your favorite agritourism activities and destinations in Orange County? Is it goat yoga or berry picking? You can tell us on social media with hashtag This is Tourism. We're WCHL Chapelboro, and visit Chapel Hill on Instagram and also on Twitter.
These are the voices of tourism.
People will try and walk in and actually ask for Chef Vimala.
Saw almost 400% increase in foot traffic. Everybody excited and happy to see that hotel very full.
We're going to share some funny anecdotes about some of our characters and visitors who come in, right, Maria?
Yes.
And we smile and we say, please come back, and they do.
This is why tourism matters. Tune in on Thursday mornings to the Ron Stutz Show for This is Tourism.